Lance Beto, Jeff Eagles with you here on Giants.com as we are recapping the Giants' heartbreaking loss to the Saints 52-49 on Sunday. And Jeff, what an offensive clinic. Both teams combining for 1,000 total yards, 13 combined passing touchdowns. That was an NFL record. Eli Manning had a career-high 6 touchdown passes and, once again, very efficient in taking care of the football.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is not turning the football over. Something that the Giants' offense has concentrated on, especially Eli this year, is not turned over, but on defense, getting turnovers. So what a game for this offense. And Eli Manning, 6 touchdowns. By far his best game as a New York Giant, in my opinion.
And he spread the wealth, Jeff, because 8 different players had at least one reception, most notably Dwayne Harris. Now, he left the game briefly with a sprained knee and a sprained ankle. He comes back in and does a lot of damage through the air.
Well, you know, it just shows the toughness in this guy. And, you know, he came to the New York Giants because they gave him an opportunity here to be able to go out and play some offense. He's certainly, the last couple games has shown you what he can do both on special teams and offensively with touchdowns in either one of those categories.
And Odell Beckham went over 100 yards receiving, the third time he's done that this season. And Jeff, he got a lot of time in during the practice week. That showed up in the game.
Well, it just depends on who you are and where you are, but you always have to be able to practice. And when you're on the same page with Odell Beckham and Eli Manning and Reuben Randall, get those guys on the practice field. It helps the in carry over into the game.
It was the second time Beckham had 3 touchdowns in a single game in his career, the other time against the Redskins in 2014. However, despite all the offense, Jeff, this game was decided on special teams, a late penalty against Brad Wing, and that laid out the victory for the Saints.
Well, you know, it's just one of those situations as a punter, you want to end the game on trying to get a fair catch and eliminate a return. They didn't do that. The guys didn't get down there. You got Craig Dahl that comes in and forces a fumble. You're hoping that that could have been the turnaround for the game and end it right there. Unfortunately, you had the penalty on Brad Wing, a face masking penalty. You normally don't get those from a punter. It was a big situation in the game.
And Kai Forbath nailed a 50-yard field goal as time expired. For Jeff Eagles, I'm Lance Meadow. This is the latest Giants.com 2-Minute Drill.